Hi, it's Mac. It's McCormick here on Audioboo. So I'll tell you about an app that I've started using again. It's an app that I paid for and downloaded way back. And I thought it was a brilliant little app. And I thought it would work for me. But I ended up going back to my notes and cards that are normally scattered all over my desktop here. I'll send a photograph of this, or I'll include a photograph of my desktop now. Although, obviously, some people will not be able to see this. But it just proves that I have no more notes and cards on my desktop. And the app in question is an app called Clear. And it's comes from the company RealMac. I'm not quite sure what other apps they have done. This is the only one I have from RealMac. And it's called Clear, C-L-E-A-R, it's as simple as that. And now, apparently, it's out on the Mac, as well as iOS. But I think for the Mac, it's not expensive, but it's quite a few pounds, I think, to pay for the Mac version. I'm not sure I'll use that, to be honest with you. I have it here in front of me at the moment. It's displayed on my iPhone 6. And also on my iPad Air in front of me. And basically what it is, it's a way of forming lists and creating your own categories or folders, if you like. So in my case, for example, I have health, audio boo, like ideas for audio boos. I have technical issues, and I have things like the home, the garden, the car, and a personal list, and a shopping list, though that's not for beans or bacon. That's basically a sort of a wish list, if you like. Maybe I should retitle that as a wish list. But anyway, so what you basically have is you create your own categories. How you create these is by pulling down. Now, to create the categories, or the folders, if you like, you on the iPad, it's because it's a larger display, the screen is split. So to the left-hand side of the screen, you have your folders displayed. And although it will only display, for example, under, say, health, it will display maybe two items that you can see. But it will actually display on the top right-hand side of that folder the actual number of items you have in that folder. So although it only displays two, you may have five or six. For example, my next one down displays three, and I actually have five in that folder. So it's telling you that that's not all that's in the folder. And all you need to do, to be honest with you, is to go to that particular folder. You would tap, say, in this case, health, and it will take you straight to the health. So the right-hand side of the screen will then change to all the items that you have in that particular folder. Now, I know this isn't any good whatsoever, or may not be much good to the VI community out there. Some people do have partial sight and may be able to see that, especially maybe on a larger screen, and especially if they had it for them. I'm not sure it's available for Windows, but it's certainly nowadays for the Mac. So if you've got a big Mac, not McDonald's, if you've got a big Mac out there, you probably would be able to see it. But it's very colourful, I'll put it to you that way, because how it works is it grades by priority. So say, for example, I go to tech issues folder because I know I can see it in an instant. I've got 12 in that. So on the left, and you have themes, so you can, it comes with so many different themes, and you can win bonus themes, or you're awarded bonus themes. I'm not quite sure how that happens, but I got one the other day there, and it's a kind of lilac theme. Not really my scene, if you like. But so it comes with several themes that you can pick, and that's all color based. So if you're VI, you probably won't bother too much about that. I personally like the one that's red and blue. So the folders are in blue, a nice shady blue. The title of the folder is in a bolder blue, if you like, a deeper blue, and the text is in white. And within the folder, so on my iPad Air and displaying about say 5/8 of the screen, is in red. And how it categorizes the priority of this is the deeper the colour. So at the top is the deepest colour, and as it goes down through each item, you get right down to pale. So in this case, where I've got 12 items in the tech issues, the one at the top is in very deep red, and as it goes down, it gets paler and paler until number 12 is actually a very pale yellow. So it's like a colour scheme, as in other words. And what you can do is you can recategorise it, reprioritise, I should say. If you touch and hold on one of your items, you can drag that up in priority or drag it down. Also, you can swipe to the right to delete completely. You can swipe to the left to mark as completed. That will then go to the bottom of your list within that folder. It will be faded out. You can just make it faded out with a score line right through it as being marked out. You can, I'm not quite sure how to get it back, you can reinstate that particular item if you decided you hadn't really completed it. I believe there's also a shake to undo. I'm not sure you would do that with an iPad, but with the iPhone, okay, you could do that. I haven't tried that yet, so I'm still getting to grips with it. But what you can also do is you can pinch. If you pinch top to bottom within your items within a folder, it will actually, no, sorry, yes. If you pull down on that, it will bring up a new bar, blank out the rest or fade out the rest, give you a new one, and you can enter your new item or to do, and then you hit done, and that's it done. It's added that. It will be added to the top of the list. If it's not a priority and you want to change its priority, you just press, hold, and drag it down. There's also a way of creating a new one, and all you do is you put your two fingers on the screen and pinch outwards, and it will move, it will split, in other words, wherever you're pinching, it will split the items and create a new item, a new blank item for you to enter something. So there's various ways of actually entering and deleting and marking off your items within a folder. The same is true if you want to, within your folders, if you pinch top to bottom when all your folders are displayed, I'm just trying to do this now with my iPad, but it doesn't seem to want to do it at the moment. It will actually take you to the back to your folders list. So in other words, you can go and tap on the folders list to change it, or you can pinch from top to bottom and it closes off and takes you back to your folders. Now, within the folders, if you pinch top to bottom, it will do exactly the same as in your items list within a folder. And as well, it will create a new folder. You title that folder, hit done, and you now have a new folder. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm just going to go to the phone because I find it easier working one-handed because I'm holding my mic at the moment. Yes, this is trying to do things cleverly. Yes, pinch top to bottom and it will take you to your folders list. And within your folders list, you can do the exactly same. If you drag and split, it will create a new one and you title that. And if you decide to delete a folder, I'm not sure if I can. I know I can delete a folder. Trying to do that at the moment. Yeah, it can delete. Yes, or you can mark off your folder just the same as the items within a folder. So it's a clever little gadget. It does have various sounds that you can add to it, along with the colour schemes. And I've been working with this now for about over a week, concentrating on working with it, making it work for me, which I didn't do the last time. I kind of played, toyed around with it, and didn't really give serious application to it. But for the past week, there have been no note cards on my desk. It syncs on iOS over iCloud, and if I put it on my Mac, if I pay for it to have it on Mac, it will also sync to that between all devices. So it's great, and I have tried the syncing. It works pretty well. I say it works pretty well. Actually, it works well. It's as simple as that. If you change on one device, and you've got your other device there in front of you, you'll actually see it updating in front of you. So it works pretty well with that. Trying to think what else it does. If I kind of read out from the Mac screen, on what it is. It's titled, this is from the New York Times, but I mean, they all say things. It's a mighty fine looking app, and for people who want to maintain a simple list of things to do, it's well worth checking out. Okay, simple gesture-based design that allows you to focus, sync your clear to-dos via iCloud, and be productive everywhere. Themes personalize your clear list with themes and make them your own. Multiple lists use separate lists to organize every aspect of your life. Set reminders so you'll never forget important tasks. Yes, another feature that I didn't mention there is that you can actually set reminders within each task or item within your folders. You can set reminders for, say, today or tomorrow or whatever. And iPhone, iPad, Mac, available on all your favorite devices. So obviously, maybe not on Windows yet, I'm not sure. Gestures, multiple lists, sync. Trying to find one other piece. Well, basically, bit of bump at the bottom. Clear sets itself apart with a unique user interface that's almost entirely controlled by gestures. And it says it's almost entirely controlled by gestures because it is, in my case, as I found it, it's totally controlled with gestures. You can't do anything with it. I don't know if you can do anything with voice, but you can't do anything with it unless you use gestures, except for the fact that if you delete something, it will delete it or add on the other device, but then you've still two inputs, so yeah, anyway. Accessibility, I don't know. I have looked this morning at a video by Sally Shepherd on making an app like Clear accessible. So I'm not sure if this lady works with real Mac software or whether she works for something else. I've listened to a little bit about it. So I may include the link to that if that would help. I don't know. But I'm guessing since there is a video about making it accessible, I guess it is accessible. It certainly works with VoiceOver. I tried it. I am useless because I don't use VoiceOver, so I have no idea. I backed out very quickly because I got lost within the app. Double tapping and three fingers and all kinds of things. I just, oh my God. But then I'm not used to using VoiceOver or any of the gestures that the VI community will know off by heart, as it were. So apparently, VoiceOver does work with it, but as for the other gestures, I would really have to go right through that video by Sally Shepherd to find out. But if I remember, I'll include the link to that video. It's a Vimeo video, hard to say that. So Clear, working great for me at the moment. The thing is that because it's so accessible, it's so easy to use, I say accessible to me as a sighted person, it kind of draws you into continual ad. Wherever you get an idea, just add it there and then you've got it on all your devices. Rather than have cards here, which sometimes I tend to ignore because of familiarity syndrome, where you put something down and because it's there and you've seen it for two or three days, your mind blanks out. It's like the old sticky notes, you used to get the digital sticky notes you'd put on your screen. After they've been there a day or two, your mind just blanks them out. They're not there anymore, so you ignore them. But I'm finding now, because I've got this on both devices, and I pulled the app onto the front page of both devices, so it's there in front of my eyes, and I'm using it, and it is working great. And the great thing about this is rather than score out a particular task or to do on cards and still having a scribbled card in front of your desk, I swipe out, it's done, it's cleared, it's disappeared, makes more room to add something else on. It's working great, I love it, and I'm hoping that I never go back to my wee cards. But I'll let you in a secret, I'm still carrying about a wee bit of cards in my back pocket and a wee toady pen, so just in case I get caught out somewhere. But no, Clear is a great app, have a look at it. It's just brilliant, and the best of it is, to me anyway, it's so damn simple. There's nothing complicated about it whatsoever. It's dead simple. Okay, so there you go. Clear from Real Mac Software. Bye for now.